Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the VFB Week 11 recap. Well, we've got 2 weeks to go to the playoffs. Oh my goodness! And I'll tell you, 3 weeks ago I wrote about the rise of the Numinators. This week, I can't be bothered to spell their name right. That's right, Jamie lost his last two consecutive games. And with that, has absolutely no chance of making the playoffs anymore. Despite maintaining his second place most total season points at 1346.30, right behind the Redskins, who are leading at 1366.86, he lost his two games, which were against the Road Warriors. I mean, come on. Road Warriors have been struggling this whole season. We were not expecting that. And he also lost to the Flooby Doobies. Underrated team, fair enough, but come on. Jamie's a powerhouse. Supposed to be the underestimated, undervalued guy that's supposed to be the dark horse, man. Where is Jamie? He lost to the Flooby Doobies as well. And with that, dashed his chances at the playoffs. He'll be drinking a strong coffee out of his B-team coffee mug if he can work his way through the ladder down in the loser bracket. So what do we have now? Three teams for one playoff spot. That's right. We've got Marksman, Floob, and Trash Pandas. They're all kind of mulling around that area, that 7-6 record area that no one wants to be in, but everyone ends up in somehow. Cassidy and the Flooby Doobies won both her last games, positioning her to end up at a 7-6 if she wins her last two games in weeks 12 and 13. Ooh, two more games, back-to-back wins? That'd be a four-game winning streak. Is it possible? Is it likely? You're dang right, it's likely. Her last two games are against Confused Screaming and Bad Booty Rebel, respectively. They are both currently long-time abiding citizens this year, as everybody knows. She will likely get that 7-6 unless both one of them starts playing again, which could happen. But nonetheless, this puts Cassidy and the Floob in direct competition with the ever-riding-the-fence San Antonio Marksman, who only needs to win one more game to get himself that nasty, icky 7-6 record. Mark and the Marksman, however, have a much harder game schedule coming up. They face off against the Road Warriors, which, whether they've been struggling or not all year, in week they will face off against them in week 12. They are the team that knocked Jamie right out of those playoffs. They've got an edge to them. They are no team to be underestimated. Week 13, Mark plays the Numinators themselves. So, are the Numinators going to be vengeful, trying to get back their best spot for the B-team bracket? Or will they no longer be motivated? There is too much uncertainty in Mark's schedule. Will he win one of these games? Yes, highly likely. Will he win both? That's the devil in the fence. We just don't know. Less likely. I can't say it. I want this guy to be in the playoffs. He has been in the playoffs. Got knocked out first round last time. But all in all, I'm a Marksman supporter. I cannot call this one. If he wins both games, great. 8-5. He's in the playoffs. But if he loses one, Cassidy gets her 7-6. 90% chance she will. Cassidy gets the head-to-head playoff spot tiebreaker against Mark. Head-to-head playoffs tiebreaker. Why is that? This came into practice last year, I think. The commission changed it. I like it. It adds a little more fun. It's not just mathematics anymore. It's, hey, you and I played each other, and we had it out, and I won. And now that win's going to come back to bite you when we're talking about playoffs. So Cassidy won their playoffs game. Sorry. Correction. Cassidy won their regular season game. Their one and only regular season game, which means Mark and Cassidy tied a nasty 7-6. Cassidy's going to take it home to the playoffs. Mark will be in the B team. Life is what it is. Now, there's a third angle. Enter Glinda in the Trash Pandas. Glinda will likely not make the playoffs. Let's be totally honest here. She's got that really nasty 6-7 record. Ooh, just missed out on the playoffs. Kind of stink to it. Now, she's got a tough game schedule coming up. She wins one more game, she gets that 6-7. Ugh. But if she knocks it out of the park, she gets that uncomfortable 7-6. Then she has a chance only, this is important, if Mark loses his last two games, in addition to her winning her last two games. Now, if you look at the tiebreakers, this puts her in direct competition with Cassidy, where she would win on a head-to-head tiebreaker with Glenda. Sorry. Glenda would win against Cassidy on a head-to-head tiebreaker since she beat Cassidy. I'm going to summarize all that mumbo-jumbo halukama with Marksman are a slight favorite here. Floob is a very close second favorite. I hesitate to even say that Floob is under Marksman. I think they might be 50-50 down the middle. Third angle, Trash Pandas have the most work to do by far, and they need the most luck, but they are a true, legitimate underdog. Here are the few scenarios, running all head-to-head tiebreakers. If Marksman wins the next two games at 8-5, easy. Marksman gets the spot. If Marksman tied with the Trash Pandas at 7-6, Marksman gets the spot. If Marksman tied with the Floob at 7-6, Floob gets the spot. She won the game, bro. If Trash Pandas tied the Floob at 7-6, Trash Pandas gets the spot. They won the game, bro. If Marksman loses both their games at 6-7, Trash Pandas gets the spot. If Marksman, the Floob, and the Trash Pandas all tie that nasty 7-6, Floob likely gets the spot on most season points. Head-to-head is only good if there are only two records that, in fact, are tied. Three or more starts to throw a little bit of a wrench into this situation, given we all only play each other once. So if you got three-way tie, tiebreakers revert to most season points in the Floob, as of now, is quite a bit ahead of Marksman and Trash Pandas. Now, what about you, Mad Bro? They're up there. They've already got their 7-6, but are they in? Does 7-6 get you in automatically? No. How many games do we have left? Two. They lose both those. They might be in trouble. And they shouldn't get too cocky, especially with their dude-abiding behavior they exhibited in week 9 and week 11. I mean, what the times two? Why? She has a 7-4 record as of today. So the best she can have is a 9-4, pretty dang good. But what's her worst record? As I mentioned, 7-6, people! Who else will likely end up with a 7-6? That's right. Yeah, Marksman, Floop, and Trash Pandas. We have a whole slew of 7-6 ties, and the most season points tiebreaker takes over. In this scenario, the Floop takes her fifth playoff spot. And she, Madbro herself, Jess, is almost tied with Mark right now at most season points, so could lose the sixth playoff spot to him, finding herself once again in the B-Team Championship. Keep in mind, this will be Jess the Mess's first playoffs spot achievement. And yet she abides. She could ruin her playoff streams due to some silly dude-abiding. Did I dude-abide this week, the Brooklyn Nine, hereby handing the human trash their 11-2 record? Yes! And it was a low point in my VFB history. Just forgot, all right? I dashed my underdog playoff chances. Yeah, it's okay, but you, Jess and you, Madbro, already have two B-Team coffee mugs on their mantle. Maybe I want a coffee mug this year. All right? I was getting tired of looking at my VFB 1 championship beer mug all year with no little compliment. Jess has no excuse. So the head-to-head win-loss records involving the four teams I mentioned above, Jesse, Mark, Glenda, and Cassidy. Take a look at this chart. You can find it online. Joey had wins straight across there, so he's obviously got himself a playoff spot, which I mentioned here in a minute. But the others have anywhere from 1 to 2 wins over four games. No one's a full outstander. And that's why you have intense competition. Here are the updated estimates. Those in the blue, I predict to be in the playoff spot each scenario. Current records, obviously, Becca is a huge favorite, 9-2, but you've got those tight Marksmen, Trash Pandas, Floobs, just waiting to see who's going to pull out this year. Week 13, my best estimate, people. My best estimate. You got Marksmen in a 7-6. Trash Pandas are out in a 6-7. And Floobs are in... Okay, sorry. In this scenario, they would be in. They'd be in. Plumes would be in. But that means they have to win both their games. So I'm leaning towards Mark. Again, I hate to do this, but I lean towards Mark. I lean towards Mark. You can call it a 50-50 if you want, but I lean towards Mark. Hail Mary estimate. Not much changes here. Everybody gets 7-6. Everybody gets 7-6. You could argue that Hail Mary includes Mark's 8-5. But I don't have enough columns for that, people. You Mad Bro slips into the contention category. 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6. Ooh, that was nasty to say. She could lose her 7-6. She could lose her playoff spot. That brings me to the important stuff, but the more boring stuff. Who is in the playoffs so far? Well, we have four teams, as you can see above, who have secured their spots based on the combination of worst possible record and potential tiebreakers. Congrats, guys. You earned it. Playoffs teams with a guaranteed spot are as follows. The Solid Human Trash. The Carlin Racist Redskins. The Nasty Ass Krakians. And Joe Schmo. That's right. Who's out of the playoffs? We have six teams. Six teams. It's only week 11. Six teams. Mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Half of VFP2, VFP3 registrar. Gone. There is no chance to regain a good enough record in the last 2 weeks to make it into this year's playoffs. And with that, they will be competing for the B-Team Coffee Mug, a respectable alternative to victory, people. Teams mathematically eliminated from the playoffs are Numinators, Distance Duo,
The Brooklyn Nine,
Confused Screaming, Road Warriors, and Bad Booty Rebel. So how about those medals? So here's where we stand on the medals. Roger leads us with the medals at 8. Joe Schmo has a net of 6. 8 medals, but a net of 6. Quite a bit behind. So still some time there. Human Trash at 5. Numinators at 4. So that's your top. Those are the four people that are going to win the medal. You don't know who it's going to be. Could the Puminators? I mean, at this point, Roger's not going to get a bad medal. He's only going to get good medals. So he might stay at 8. Who can catch him? Joey could catch him. 1 in each week. 2 in 1 week. If we had a tiebreaker, we'd have to see who got most points. And at this point, Joey got most points. So that'd be the tiebreaker. Becca could catch maybe 2 in 1 week, 1 in another. And she may have had most points at some point. We'll have to see. But overwhelmingly, Roger's gonna take home that medal this year. More power to him. He's the VFP powerhouse. He shows that year after year. Does the most trading. Is probably the most quiet, but gives a nice acceptance speech involving cats. This week, week 11, we have a new most points season record this week with Joe Schmo at 178.4. Another reason why I think Joe might be a huge candidate. I'm sorry for all these typos. I have not read this email. I didn't need to say that because I am recording. So what do I think? What about the playoffs? It feels like a world away, but it's just around the corner. The playoffs are just around the corner. 2 weeks from now, mid-December, we will be looking at a playoffs barrel. I think... This is hard. I mean, it's going to be dead heat elimination. 3 weeks. 3 weeks instead of 2 weeds out some of the competition. Some of the rando competition. Man.
I got to say, I think Joey might come back and take this again.
And if he does, if Joey takes this again, world beaters. And he leaves next year. That means he swoops in and out just to grab his victories. Who else could run? Well, Roger could do it. That's another boring storyline.
I obviously hope the marksmen take it. That would be such a sweet victory.
You Madbro won't appreciate it, but it would be one for the Forbes side. We'll see. Guys, I got to go. I'll see you in week 12. Enjoy this week. And stay safe.